Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I'm talking to a very interesting friend named Rick Wiles. You probably know him from True News, and he gets around. And he's going to talk to me today about a conference he went to in Barcelona and another one in Hong Kong about the future of digital and the web and robots. And you're not going to want to miss this, so stay tuned.
Journey Interrupted is a film about how five people's lives were affected by their pursuit of identity. It's a compassionate film beginning with their childhood stories of abuse and identity confusion, which led to an identity outside of biblical sexuality. As you watch this film, begin your own journey of compassion and understanding as Jesus walks with them from beginning to end. Share with these individuals as you hear, you matter, you belong, and you are loved. Go to journeyinterrupted.com.
Well, Rick, thanks for being on my podcast today. You do a live podcast every day, and you know I do a podcast every once in a while, so you're good at this.
Yes, thank you, Steve. We've been producing a podcast since 1999. I tell people we were podcasting before there were pods. You know, the iPod wasn't invented until around 2006, but we started with internet MP3 audio files in 1999. That's how this program got started. And we've never relied on traditional broadcast, television, radio to get our message out. So been doing it for a long, long time. I've lost track, you know, 5 days a week for 18 and a half years.
And True News is apparently just exploding, especially after this contentious presidential election we had. And I was just fascinated when I visited your ministry down there in Vero Beach. And just tell me one or two things about what's happening with True News. I know you're growing at a very rapid rate.
The Lord is blessing us, and I think He's blessing our boldness. We're not timid. We don't hold back. We tell the truth as we see it. And we are now moving into video production of True News. We have built a state-of-the-art television production center here. We're ready to go fully into television. We're going to be on traditional broadcast, cable, satellite. We're working on a rollout in early October on three or four of the top Christian television networks. But primarily, we will continue to be an internet-based media ministry. And we're building out a digital platform that will be a place for a lot of content, just like your podcast. What we're creating is a hub for Christian media content. Because I think, Steve, the world system is going to cut us off very soon. You can see it with YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. They are starting to shut down websites. I mean, Lee Stranahan, YouTube ended his YouTube channel last weekend. They didn't suspend him. They totally severed it. Lee Stranahan, I mean, what in the world could Lee Stranahan have said that was so bad that YouTube had to shut him down? But if we don't have our own platform, the body of Christ is not going to have a way to preach the gospel, discuss the gospel, say anything that's contrary to the politically correct mantra that's in this country right now. So we are very, very busy building a platform. And God willing, we will have the first iteration of the platform ready by this fall.
Boy, that's exciting. And thank you for what you do. You have been a strong voice out there. And just talk to me a little bit about some of this innovation. You and I were sending text messages back and forth when you were in Hong Kong at that expo about robots. So kind of tell me how you got there. Sure. And what the significance is.
Yeah, so this all started at the beginning of the year. I went to Barcelona, Spain. I took with me Paul Benson, who is our chief information officer. He's a young man. He's 31 years old. Yeah, I would say the average age of our team is probably 30. I am the oldest character here. So, you know, I'm skewing the numbers, but everybody else, they're in their 20s and 30s. And so we have a very young team that is forward-thinking and innovative. So Paul and I went to Barcelona to attend the Mobile World Congress, which is the global meeting of the mobile telephone industry. And we went for one reason, to hear the latest information about how the mobile phone industry plans to distribute video content. That's not what we got when we got there, Steve. The very first day, the opening session of the first day, and we're sitting there like in row 3 from the stage, And the topic was the global brain. And I was totally blown away. They were talking about building the global brain. And I'm like, this is the mobile phone industry. What is going on here? And it didn't take long for me to figure out that the phone industry is playing a key role in building what I would say the neurological system, the worldwide nerve system for a global system that will connect the entire planet to an artificially intelligent brain. And they openly talked about it. You're going to see the introduction of 5G telephones, 5G, the fifth generation, you know. So about every 20 years, the phone industry comes out with a new generation. So currently, you and I are talking on 4G phones. Starting this year, there will be cities that will start testing 5G. By 2020, 5G will be rolled out throughout America. By 2025, most of the developed world will be 5G. By 2030, the whole world will be 5G. And they have to have 5G to take us to this next level of technology, which includes smart cities, driverless, autonomous driving vehicles, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, where every single device, every single thing that's manufactured will have microchips that transmit data to the global brain.
Wow. You know, this reminds me of when we first heard about the Internet. I mean, when I started in the publishing industry, the Internet had not been thought of, at least so far as a layperson like me. I understand that the military was in it, and it sounded absolutely outlandish. And of course, you know, we've seen the evolution of it, and now it's commonplace. And so as I listen to you, what you're saying sounds just absolutely outlandish, but it's probably going to happen. So how does this affect us as believers?
Well, our entire world is being rebuilt right now. We're not talking about something that's coming. It's being rebuilt right now. The phone industry is spending about $1 trillion rebuilding the physical infrastructure of the phone industry. Every single thing has to be rebuilt to handle this new platform. And so there's a vast amount of money being invested right now. But when you look across the board, in almost every industry, they are ramping up for the Internet of Things, where every device, including your clothing, your shoes. I heard a billionaire in Barcelona say, within a few years, your shoes will be smarter than you. It'll have more brain power than you do. Your shoes will be transmitting to the global brain where you're walking, the speed that you're walking, your heart rate, the pavement that you're on, the direction you're going. That's where they're taking the world, and it's actually being built out right now, and very few people are aware of it. The autonomous vehicles, if they hit their projections, Steve, you and I are probably driving the last vehicle we will ever drive. You may still have vehicles 5 to 7 years from now that are driven by humans. I would say in rural areas, it's going to be slow to get the people in the rural areas to switch over, but in the urban areas, I think 5 to 7 years from now, cars are going to be a thing of the past. What are you going to do with parking garages? What are you going to do with everything that's built around the auto industry? If you're in auto insurance, you need to get out of it. It's going to end. There will not be a market for auto insurance. There won't even be auto dealers. They're going to eliminate the need to own a vehicle. You will rent a transportation service. Everything's going to go to rental. You know, we have inventory on demand. That's the way the world is going. You need it. You have a subscription. Like, so you're sitting in your office right now, and you need to go to the airport. Why do you need to own a car? Why don't you just use your phone, call up a vehicle? It's only you going, not five people, just you. So a small vehicle comes out, and your plan is debited based on the size of the vehicle that you got, the number of minutes that you rode in it. Why did you have to pay for a big old SUV and the insurance and all that kind of stuff? This is where it's going. But if you're taking a vacation and you're taking five people with you, you're going to use a plan that's going to have a much more comfortable vehicle. This is where they're taking us, and it's underway right now. There are conferences all over the world about autonomous vehicles. We're sending the True News team to as many of these conferences that we can get to. I've been to Silicon Valley this year, Internet of Things conference. I've been Hong Kong to RISE, which was just out of this world. I witnessed what was supposed to be the first debate between robots. They had two robots on stage debating each other. I personally think it was scripted, but they wanted the world to believe that these robots were thinking, actually carrying on intelligent thought and speech. I don't think those robots were capable of thinking, but they wanted the world to believe it. The headlines went around the world.
I saw the video, and it looked to me like Walt Disney World, you know, with the Hall of Presidents. I mean, they were kind of stiff, and they talked. And, of course, Abraham Lincoln at the Hall of Presidents gets up and says a Gettysburg Address or something. But
Steve, what to pay attention to is the artificial intelligence. And you have people like billionaire Musk from Tesla saying this is the scariest thing he's ever seen. The artificial intelligence that they're building, this is the global brain. At the heart of it is a central global artificially intelligent thinking device, which is not just going to be a single device. It's going to be a collection, amalgamation of every computer, every microchip in the world sending data to it. Think about a brain in the cloud.
Yeah, probably nothing people can do to stop it. So this is just incredible, and we need to wrap this up, but I want to delve into this more, and I want to increase our own reporting on this and help disseminate a lot of the things that you're bringing to the forefront through the resources that we have. So thank you for being out there. I'll encourage people to subscribe to True News. There's a wonderful app, which I have on my phone. I love your Praiser app. I listen to it quite a bit, and you are just really doing some innovative things. So I'll be like Bill O'Reilly and give you the last word.
Hey, thank you. Well, Steve, listen, we need to have a charisma channel on Praiser. You know, so start thinking and dreaming in that way. My last word would be to the body of Christ, saying it's a lot later than you think. The Antichrist beast system is under construction, and the target date that I'm hearing in all of these conventions I've attended is always 2030. Something changes in the world by 2030. They're not waiting to 2030 to build the system. They're saying they're going to have it finished by 2030.
Wow. Well, we have to put our trust in God, and I'm thinking as you're talking that previous generations were afraid of technology when it came to the church. I mean, look how the church reacted toward television when it first came out, and there's other examples of that. But at the same time, we've used technology and innovation to help spread the gospel around the world in a way that was not possible before. So
that's right. Steve, I think we will have street evangelists inside virtual reality worlds proclaiming the gospel to people who are living 24/7 in virtual reality.
Wow. Well, this is very interesting, and I just want to thank you for being on my podcast, and thank you to my listeners for tuning in today, and thank you for listening to The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network, and we will explore this some more. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.